Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. One review of Tote Wars by Roger Messer, J.D., calls it as suspenseful as a good novel, fast-paced as a legal thriller, full of the twists and turns of a well-written work of fiction. The Page-Turner is a true-life account of the trials and epic legal battles of one of Florida's most successful trial lawyers. Stories told by Roger all focus on the experiences of his clients, while describing the challenges he faced in bringing them some measure of courtroom justice. Roger is a civil trial lawyer and native Floridian. He resides in Port St. Lucie, Florida. He obtained his undergraduate degree from Florida State University in 1972, worked for 2 years in the office of the Secretary of the Air Force in the Pentagon as a legislative research assistant, returned to Florida, attended, graduated with a Juris Doctorate degree from Stetson University College of Law, 1977. He currently practices with his partner and son, Stephen, in St. Lucie County, Florida. Roger is a veteran of more than 100 civil jury trials who also has appellate experience. And in 1999, the National Trial Lawyers named Roger as one of the top 100 civil plaintiff trial lawyers in the country. Roger Messer, J.D., author of the nonfictional legal drama Tote Wars, joins us on This Week in America. Roger, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice being here.
What a remarkable job you've done in bringing these stories to life. And it is a page-turner as you're reading. It's like, okay, it's bedtime now, but I want to read a couple more chapters in Roger's book. The book is Tote Wars. What inspired you to write the story? Still a very successful legal career. How did the idea come about to write Tote Wars?
The reason I was inspired was through my clients, especially clients like Doris Trofe and especially Doris. That is the third story in my book, Tort Wars, and it was from 1981. Doris had courage and perseverance in seeking and obtaining financial justice for her two grandchildren whose mother was killed. After that case was technically over, Doris took up the cause of reforming the DUI laws in Florida to make it safer on the road. She ultimately succeeded after many attempts in Tallahassee to do that. Also, as a result of the case, Toyota began making a little bit better cars. They didn't make cars that, like the one that caused this particular death. But, you know, all my clients have inspired me, but particularly Doris, and I've known her as a friend and a client since 1981.
That's one of the powerful aspects of Tote Wars as you're reading it. These are not fictional characters that Roger has created. These are people, courageous people, everyday people, people like all of us that Roger has represented, trying to get some form of justice in the courtroom. The book is Tote Wars. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Roger's website is Roger Messer, M-E-S-S-E-R, author.com. Book, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. How do people find you? I'm always fascinated how attorneys couldn't advertise up until a few years ago, and now many advertise all the time. How do clients find you? Is a lot of it word of mouth because of what you've done for people?
My clients almost universally find me by word of mouth and through referrals from other clients and other people. When I graduated from law school, it was illegal for us to advertise, yes. And I still find it quite tasteless. If you wanted to establish a practice in the community, you had to throw yourself into community activities. You needed to make as many contacts as possible, leading some of those activities. And also it helps very much to actually start trying cases and winning cases. You get a reputation.
With us on the program is Roger Messer. He's the author of Tote Wars, book available Amazon, all of the usual places, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tote Wars is a really well-written book. It's not just for lawyers, and let's talk about that. If someone thinking, okay, well, this is Roger talking to other lawyers, it's more than that, isn't it? These are personal stories of people who you have impacted their lives, they have impacted your life.
I wrote it for a few reasons. One was to educate people about what their rights were underneath our Constitution and underneath the laws of the tort laws in this country, particularly in Florida, but also they go all over the country. I wanted to inspire young people to think about going into the law. I wanted them to, young lawyers to think about going to this particular area of law if they're like, if they like to do trial work and want to help people. I know for a fact that in the short time this has been out, it has been purchased by or on behalf of quite a few law students. And I think it could be inspiring for them. I want people who enter this profession to treat it more like a profession and less like a business. I think that they need to understand that we're able to change lives and people for the better.
You know, it's interesting if you're going through law school and you're struggling and you've got all of this work and it looks like I'm not sure that I'm going to get through this. And when I do, I have to pass the bar and everything that goes into it. If you read Tote Wars by attorney Roger Messer, you'll realize, boy, it's worth all of the effort to have that satisfaction of helping these people. That's one of the messages that comes through loud and clear. And you mentioned something else as well. And in reading reviews, you focus more on the human side of the practice rather than on the business side. And I know for you, that's obviously it is a business, but it's much more than that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. To me, it's been my passion in life. I realized in law school this was what I wanted to do. I really didn't like doing contracts or real estate or bankruptcy, and I always thought those were pretty dull. I really enjoy going to the courtroom. Sometimes I know it's difficult and stressful for my clients, but I've always enjoyed that.
With us on This Week in America, Roger Messer, JD, author of Tote Wars. I mentioned the background. Before law school, you worked in Washington, D.C. Tell me about that with the Secretary of the Air Force.
Yeah, it was. I took this the Federal Service Entry Exam out of before I got out of college because I needed to work a couple of years to make some money, go to law school. There were no scholarships to law school.
Yes.
I went to Florida State on academic scholarships, and I was married before I graduated, and my wife's an RN, and we decided it would be good if we could make a couple of bucks before we came back to law school, and we did that. But my job in the Pentagon was reading intensive and writing intensive. We were working on the two committees I worked with in the Congress were the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee and the Senate Armed Services Committee. And it was important that I read everything the people in those committees said or did that related to any of our issues, and we could pretty well predict what the votes were going to be in those committees on the things the Air Force was interested in, which I can't really talk about some of those things. I was covered by a security agreement.
Yes. What a fascinating background there, and went from that into law, now the author of Tort Wars. Explain the title. Why the title Tort Wars?
There was a Chinese book, maybe one of the oldest books of record. It's called The Art of War. It was written by a Chinese general named Sun Tzu in the 5th century before Christ. He said that battles are won before the first blow is struck, or before the first shot is fired. It's very much the same in a tort case in the court system. If you are presented with an otherwise good case, a lawyer is much more likely to prevail and win if he or she out-prepares the other side. I've always been a very prolific reader, not only of legal materials, but also medical journals and things of that nature, because I want to be up on the medicine that deals with this and other things too. It's a matter of preparation. If you out prepare the other side, you'll win the vast majority of the time.
Tote Wars is the name of the book by Roger Messer, JD. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Roger's website, rogermesserauthor.com. Tote Wars information, you can order the book there as well. A number of stories in the book. How long did it take you to write this?
Well, I started well over 10 years ago, but I would write a story, and then I would have cases to try and prepare for. I'd put it aside. I got about a third of the way through 7 years ago. I got extremely busy, and I put it aside in my computer and totally forgot it. The pandemic came along, and suddenly I had tons of time because they locked the courthouse and insurance companies were sitting on their hands, so we weren't settling many cases, basically losing money for 2020 was the only year I ever lost money practicing law, but that's okay. Thankfully, we're back from that now, but it gave me time to finish it. And once I started writing that time, it flowed pretty easily, actually.
With us, Roger Messer, J.D., author of Tort Wars, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk to you about the lengthy career that you've had. What changes have you noticed in the practice of tort law over all of these years? Have you seen many changes?
Obviously, the internet and the computers and what have you revolutionized the practice of law, especially in the research side. But just the practice in general, when I started as an attorney, the state-of-the-art in office equipment was this electric typewriter, the IBM Selectric. We've gone through lots of stages, and now the computer has revolutionized research. I swear that I depend on my son to do most of that now because he's much more computer literate than I am. I'm sitting with books behind me. I trust the books. he doesn't need them anymore. But the other thing is, there's been some radical changes since I finished the book in the state of Florida in the law. Our legislature and governor brought in some very draconian changes to our law. They've shortened the general tort statute of limitations from 4 years to only 2 years. Oftentimes with a tort case, you don't know how badly your client is off. They put off surgery and, you know, until the 2 years are up. So you're going to have to file suit earlier. You're going to have to do lots of things. In addition, they've reduced your ability to collect past lost wages. They have reduced your ability to not so much lost wages, but past medical bills.
Yes.
You have a hard time collecting them. And the worst thing they did, though, I think, was they repealed a very old statute in Florida that allowed you to get attorney's fees if you were successful in suing your property insurance company if they weren't honoring their contract. We occasionally have hurricanes in Florida, and occasionally they do a lot of damage to roofs. Not many people can rebuild the roof if they have to sue their insurance company and then have to pay 40% of the cost of repair to some attorney. It's hard to replace a roof with 60% of the cost. So I get really mad at this, what the legislature's done. Obviously, they're being challenged in the courts. Who knows? It's going to be an uphill battle.
How difficult is that when you see legislation like that and you know on the other side you've got big money, you've got big influence that's pushing this with the legislators? On the other side are the people impacted, the people who've had sons and daughters lose their lives in a car accident, the people who have been caught in a hurricane and a year later are still trying to get the insurance company to come in and reach a reasonable settlement. How frustrating is that when the changes you've all mentioned have been tilted in the opposite direction?
Well, hopefully it won't stand. It's really a lot of overreach there. I can understand that they basically pay attention to the people that give them tons of money.
Yes.
And the average individual person cannot give them tons of money. I know that the Florida Justice Association fought with all their ability to try to prevent this stuff from happening. And in fact, they fought it over the years, but this year was not a good year for us in the legislature. But, life goes on and we're going to figure out how to do it.
Tort Wars is the name of the book by Roger Messer, J.D., the book available wherever books are sold. About a fifth of your cases in the book involve interaction with the federal court system. Why do you dislike that system versus the state court system?
I could talk more than 30 minutes on that, I think. The first thing I don't like about it is that in federal court, you're not entitled to voir dire, the jury veneering, when you're decided which six jurors you're going to use. The court usually does that, and the judge usually doesn't ask the kinds of questions that would enable you to understand just who it is you're dealing with. And it's jurors are kind of harder to pick there. In addition, federal judges are appointed for life. Many of them don't follow the rules very well and basically take the attitude, if you're not happy with what I'm doing, take an appeal to the 11th Circuit. I've seen some judges do some really weird things. I had a case involving an arson one time where a judge required me to do my opening statement to the entire 35-person venire, not the six people who were going to ultimately try the case. It is quite a different presentation when you're talking to a crowd as opposed to people you've come to know over an hour's time. So there's, you know, there's one of the cases in the, well, the last case in the book here, the case involving the two dead girls, Santia Fachetta and Brittany Poindexter. We were led to believe that for a year that the case was going to be tried over 2 weeks. And 2 weeks before the trial, the judge told us that we had 3 or 4 days. And we were going to start early and work late every day and, you know, get over it. We have two major death cases tried at the same time. We got through it. We got a really good result. And if you read, we were allowed to do 10 minutes of court voir dire to 30 people when the judge refused to ask our questions. But, you know, it was important. We had a good jury. And we had a righteous case. So, but still, it's kind of hard to prepare for, you know, your witnesses and have everybody subpoenaed to come yes. at a certain time. And all of a sudden, you got to contrast it to almost nothing.
In the dedication.
There's lots of other things I don't like about federal court, but you understand can be a frustrating thing. I've had a handful of federal trials. And I've had a lot of state trials all over the state.
It's a fascinating look behind the scenes by the storytelling of Roger with all these compelling cases. Roger Messer is the author of Tort Wars. You mentioned the two young women who lost their lives. You do in the dedication, you mentioned them. You have their pictures there. What is that like for you on an emotional level? This is not just a case. These are two women who lost their lives tragically early on. You are like the hope for family and friends to seek some type of justice. How do you deal with that?
The father of Santia Fachetta was sitting across this table from me at 11 o'clock the morning after his daughter was killed at 7:30 the night before. And to go through something like that with a family, you have to know the family. You have to know everything about everything. And it tears your guts out. I mean, the story with Doris Trope, she lost her daughter, who was a young woman. I've handled quite a few death cases, and a lot of them were young ladies, people early in their life, young mothers or young children even. So it was, you know, it's you don't forget those. They're right here. They're in your heart, your chest. You don't forget them. I stay in contact with those people. I mean, I had lunch with Doris Trope 2 weeks ago. I gave her a book, by the way.
Autographed, I hope.
Signed, of course.
Roger Messer, J.D., is our guest on the program. The book is Tort Wars. It's educational as well as entertaining. Talk about the educational aspect. Educational is sort of a harsh word. It makes it sound we're going to have a test when the book is over. That's not the case, but it gives you some do's and don'ts. In a number of these cases, you discuss what should be done at this particular point when something happens to you and people coming to the hospital an hour after you've been admitted, all of that. There really is an educational component to this, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that the one of the big problems I have with advertising now is these guys who advertise on television lead you to believe that you show up at their office, they'll get you $200,000 or $500,000 or whatever. It doesn't work that way. You don't win cases without having good cases to start with and without totally putting your heart into it. It's not a, the other thing is I've found that, taking as close as you can to trial, you can get really good settlements, but you get a reputation for being a trial lawyer as opposed to a settlement lawyer. And people should understand that there's a difference. Before I would hire an attorney, I think I would find out how many cases they've tried, what's their winning percentage, and how are they rated, who believes in them. So those are, it also tells you about what, and the Seventh Amendment says we have a right to a jury trial in these cases. Most people don't know that, but what does that mean? And if you read this book, you get an idea.
You really do. You see firsthand what Roger and his clients have gone through. The book is Tort Wars, T-O-R-T, Tort Wars. Book wherever books are sold, available for purchase, Amazon. Also, Roger Messer, M-E-S-S-E-R, author.com. An excellent job with this book. Are you working on another book?
Well, I've got a concept for one, and I've got about, half a dozen more stories in my mind right now. But I have a really good friend who's mentioned in the book. His name is Fred Catfish Abbott. That Catfish is a real name. And he's a extremely qualified, one of the most respected trial lawyers in the state. He's from Jacksonville, but I've handled cases and tried cases down here with him. And we go fishing together and we talk about cases. And I've been taught, he's been in the hospital, but he's my age. Both of us are old guys. But we've talked about maybe collaborating on a book. And I'm about to semi-retire, so I'll have a little more time come about a month and a half from now. So I'm hoping that I can get my rider's helmet back on and get going with it. Like to. I'm 73. I don't know if I have many more years left in me. I certainly can't take 10 years to ride it like I did the last one.
Well, you're a young 73, and we look forward to you riding it and hopefully having a chance to talk about that as well. A couple minutes left in the program. Are there any crimes outlined in the book? How much detail do you go into it in your stories?
Well, I do, actually. The tort law is not necessarily about crimes. It's about negligence, but also this book discusses such crimes as an attempted murder, DUI homicide, aggravated assault, rape of a child, grand theft by fraud, and obstruction of justice through the destruction of evidence. And all of those are technically crimes. They're not always prosecuted. The level of proof you have to have in a criminal case is beyond the exclusion of every reasonable doubt. In a civil case, like a tort case, it's by the greater weight of the evidence. It has to be more likely than not. So it's a little bit easier to prove, and you can get some justice for the victim, not just justice for the state. I mean, the criminal system is talking about justice for the state. The civil court system is about justice for victims.
Now, it's interesting if you think the life of a lawyer gets up, goes into work, maybe has an hour and a half lunch, plays a little golf at the end of the day. If you're involved like Roger, you are literally involved 24 hours a day. Talk about that. In fact, you address that in Chapter 1, Mexican Deathmatch, where, you know, when it's late in the day, you're sitting around, you've got your shorts on, T-shirt, you're relaxing. You get a phone call, you're basically back in the car for a couple of hours and thrust into another case. It really is 24/7, isn't it?
You have to be awake and aware. You have to know what's happening. I mean, I was shocked, that particular case. I mean, it was early in my career, too. It was, I was a kid in legal terms. I mean, it was quite an event. But yeah, sometimes we get called to do things very quickly, and it's surprising. People think we just do trap through work in court, but a lot of times there's other stuff that happens. I mean, people need you there now, you go now. And that's, you know, just like someone comes into my office and I've had people show up to my office that were in wheelchairs, and the secretary will say, there's a man here in a wheelchair. Can you see him? Can you squeeze him in? And I say, absolutely. We try to help him immediately. We try to work our schedule around. So it's, you'd be surprised how people don't really know what the system's about. And sometimes we work into the evening, and if a trial's going on, we work Saturdays and Sundays too. And get up in the early morning, go to bed late at night during trial. Trial is very stressful.
And it really is a team concept that pulls this off. And I know you mentioned your wife, Betsy, before, RN, in the early days of your career. She's been there through all of this. And again, it's not the 9-to-5 job that many people have. What's it like to have support of a wife to get you through this, so you know that at home everything's okay, you can focus on taking care of your clients?
She's been awesome, but also there's other ladies in my life that have been tremendous and been essential. I mean, I've had three of the absolute best paralegals you can possibly imagine. I mean, Julie Kurtosh has been with me. She typed this book for me. She's been with me for almost 35 years, and a couple of ladies that preceded her have died, and they were wonderful. Some worked with her and some did not, but I mean, that was you can't do this work without having a good support staff. You can't do it.
I want to take a minute or so here at the end. One of the underlying themes in the book, Tort Wars, is impaired drivers. And we were driving for a couple of weeks on the road, just visiting some cities, taking our time. And when a truck would pass me at 75, 80 miles an hour, my first thought is, when was the last time that person had sleep? Am I overly concerned about this, or is that part of the whole impairment problem out there?
You are. You're not overly concerned. I'll tell you, fatigue is a huge problem with truck drivers.
Yes.
I mean, I've handled cases where a truck driver had, had 4 hours of sleep the day before after driving from Boston to Miami with a short stop along the way and then turn around going back. He was doing 100 miles an hour up I-95 near my office when he crashed into my client's dump truck. It was at 4 o'clock in the morning. I just finished a trial on a similar case in terms of a person not getting necessary rest. There's laws, and some of these companies use double books to try to fool the government. But I mean, it is a real problem. But you got other things that can cause impaired driving. I mean, yeah, there's alcohol, but there's also drugs. There is a fatigue. There is the age of a driver. We had one of our cases with a 99-year-old driver who shouldn't have been driving. There's so many, you know, distraction by, you know, you hold the cell phone up in front of your face. There's so many things that can cause an impairment situation that we need to be concerned with out there. It's the only thing you do is be you know, protect yourself at all times, like the boxers say.
Well, yeah, that's what you need to do, and that's addressed with the underlying themes in the book Tort Wars by Roger N. Messer, J.D., book available at Roger's website, rogermesserauthor.com, also amazon.com. I want to thank King Pages Press, kingpagespress.com, the marketing consultant for Roger, for arranging our conversation today. Roger, a job well done on this book. It's a fascinating read, great information for consumers out there. It gives us an inside look at what it takes to go up against the big companies that have unlimited resources, and you win more often than not in those cases. It's an excellent read, book available wherever books are sold. Look forward to hopefully the next book coming out.
Thank you, Rick. And it'll also teach you not necessarily to trust your own insurance company.
Yeah, and that's the one I didn't even get to, but when you mentioned that. Well, yeah, I've been reading all of this with the hurricanes here down in Florida, and people are waiting a year, and companies are just ghosting them. I mean, it's incredible, and that's one of the underlying themes is bad insurance companies out there. You pay premiums for years thinking when you need them, they will be there. Not necessarily the case. All of that and more in Tort Wars. Roger, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
It has been a pleasure. You're welcome. Roger Messer, J.D., author of Tort Wars, book available wherever books are sold. Roger Messer, M-E-S-S-E-R, author.com is his website. And we're back on today's This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.